The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 15 August 2017. And it's rather fascinating, this issue that happened in, well, let's just call it the Jason Kessler hour. Oh, somebody gets run over. Somebody dies. Consternation. Neo-Nazis up against I don't know who. Black Lives Matter or offshoot thereof. Mostly white people showed up. But this, apparently, ladies and gentlemen, was nothing more than a staged event. Unite the Right organizer Jason Kessler was reportedly an Obama supporter involved in the Occupy movement as recently as, we're not talking too long ago, November of 2016, before establishing his white supremacist group, Unity and Security for America. And ironically, I think Southern Poverty Law has been found out. And I think they're trying to bring some legitimacy to their cause. Because, as I see it, they don't have one. Everything is diversity. You must accept everything. You cannot be a hater. Well, evidently the support for Southern Perversion Law has dropped off. This is what they came out with. Rumors abound on white nationalist forums that Kessler's ideological pedigree before 2016 was less than pure and seemed to point to involvement in the Occupy movement and past support for President Obama. At one recent speech in favor of Charlottesville's status as a sanctuary city, Kessler live-streamed himself as an attendee, questioned him, and apologized for an undisclosed spat during Kessler's apparent involvement with Occupy Wall Street. Kessler appeared visibly perturbed by the woman's presence and reminders of their past association. Kessler himself was placed his red pilling around December of 2013 when a PR executive was publicly excoriated for a tasteless Twitter joke about AIDS in Africa. Mm-hmm. Regarding the incident, Kessler stated, "So it was just a little race joke, nothing that big of a deal. She didn't have that many followers. She probably didn't think anybody was going to see it." That was important for them to put that in there. Regardless of Kessler's past politics, the rightward shift in his views was put on display in November 2016 when his triad against Wes Bellamy began. Kessler was chased away from his own press conference on Sunday, given in the aftermath of the deadly riots the previous day. Deadly riots? Well, nothing smells right about this one, folks. Nothing. And in fact, Lee Stranahan, has connected the Unite the Right rally to an identical neo-Nazi movement in Ukraine supported by John McCain and Hillary Clinton. It keeps getting weirder and weirder. At any rate, Mike, did you say you posted up that story about them pulling down this statue? You'll have it up in just a minute. Well, while you're doing that, let me go to this. I actually heard, let me just pull it up here so I don't have to do this from memory. It's the best way to do it. And I'm fingering as fast as I can here. Yeah, I mean, can you say a setup so the media can drill this into people's heads that, this was connected, by the way, to Donald Trump, of course. The email that I got from Gerald Celente today, dated 15 August, Kingston, New York. He says, over the past 2 weeks, anti-Donald Trump graffiti has spread across, colonial Kingston, New York, defacing artifacts, landmarks, and public properties where the seeds of this country were sown. Notably, at the intersection of John and Crown Streets, the only place in America where pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings still stand on each corner. Graffiti has been spread throughout this Stockade National Historic District. In front of the circa 1700 Dr. Jansen House, its historic stone carriage step has been damaged with the graffiti, corrupt, expensive, useless. This is our president now, traitorous two, question mark. And by the way, they didn't even spell traitorous two. They spelled it T-O. At this historic intersection, which also includes the 1661 Pearson House, the 1752 France Rogan House, and the 1774 Academy, throughout colonial Kingston, bluestone sidewalks and buildings have been desecrated with anti-Trump graffiti such as Trump equals poison, and those supporting him can neither see nor smell the stinking swamp he is. Now, Gerald, founder of the Kingston-based Trends Research Institute and publisher of the Trends Journal, owns three of these richly historic buildings. The Pearson House is a county-run museum. Celente acquired these buildings not only to restore and preserve them as tribute to Kingston's vital role in the birth of the nation, but also as an act of patriotism. And he said, I am outraged that some disrespectful hypocrite who attacks Trump as being poison and vulgar takes the... Now, keep in mind, he is apolitical. He didn't like Obama. He really didn't like Donald Trump. He considers it the freak sideshow. But he says, I'm outraged that some disrespectful hypocrite who attacks Trump as being poison and vulgar takes it upon himself or herself to desecrate this historic community with poisonous graffiti. This has nothing to do with politics, who you like or who you hate. It's about the reckless disregard for the city, its people, its traditions, and its treasures. He goes on to say, I bought these buildings not for real estate investment, but because I love America and what our Constitution and Declaration of Independence represent. I could not be me if I was born in Attavilla, Urpino, or Vico Inquense in Italy. Besides, of course, all that I am given by my parents, relatives, and mentors, I am who I am and achieve what I am because I was born in the Bronx, USA, as a free American spirit to become who I wanted to be and to think for myself, a culture of freedom that is only made in America. And day by day, he reports, the anti-Trump graffiti continues to spread throughout the historic era. Area. To date, the culprits have not yet been identified. To have some thoughtless lowlife etch his or her anger on the very foundation of American history is a pathetic commentary on the State of the Union. Now, Mike, do you have that up there? Okay. I've got to, I guess, do a refresh here. Now, what's interesting here is this is happening all across the country. This is being organized at the lowest level of these knuckle draggers. And let me give you an example here. Okay, now you've seen the Southern flag, the battle flag of the South during the War of Aggression. The Confederate flag, that was depicted as being racist and evil. Now, evidently, somebody didn't do their homework on who the real slave traders were, and to make it sound as if there were no slaves north of the Mason-Dixon line, these people are full of malarkey. They don't see who was involved in it. How do you call an African tribe leader a racist if he's black as the Ace of Spades and he was selling off people that he'd captured for slavery toward America or to ship them to America? A lot of them on Jewish boats, or owned boats, by the way. You know, just a little prophet playing middleman there, as they always like to do. They create nothing, but they're there to siphon off any profit they can by injecting themselves right in the deal. Okay, never mind that. The issue of slavery in the South, and that was accepted not only by the United States, but many other countries around the world. This war between the states was not about slavery. That's how they like to paint it nowadays. But it wasn't about slavery. It was the issue of states' rights and the Constitution. So all of this stuff, even happening here in Little Moscow on the Colorado down here, folks, that's known as Austin, Texas to you. They're doing the same thing on the U of T campus. They're doing this all across the country. The very history of this country, they hate. And this is a regime change. This has happened in countries all across the world that have gone communist. You destroy the history, the real meaning. And it's just not enough to do this in our public school system, at our colleges with all these well-thought-of professors. Folks, this country is under attack. The AP story came out, Durham, North Carolina. Investigators are working to identify and charge protesters who toppled a nearly century-old Confederate statue in front of the North Carolina government building. Durham County Sheriff Mike Andrews issued a statement that investigators are using video footage to identify those responsible for toppling this statue during a rally Monday night. Now, this gets really weird. Law enforcement officials took video throughout the protests, but did not intervene as protesters brought out a ladder, climbed up the ladder, attached a rope around the general's neck, and then pulled the bronze Confederate soldier from its pedestal. After it fell, some began kicking the statue while others took photos standing or sitting on it. The protest was in response to violence and death at the white nationalists, this is what they're portraying this as, across the mainstream media and all the sold-out horrors that claim to be news. Death at the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Andrews said his staff met with community leaders before the Durham demonstration, and he was aware of the potential for vandalism, but also the risk of injuries if deputies moved in. Injuries to whom? That's what you clowns are there for. That's your number one job, is to protect property. It isn't to protect the individual. Go look at the Supreme Court ruling, you jerks. You're the Keystone Corporate Coffer cops. You're there to protect property, and by extension, individual, because that individual generates funds for the state. Collectively, we decided that restraint and public safety would be our priority. Then you better take off the badges, you nimcompoops. God, I am so angry. Noting that his office was recently challenged in court over arrest of demonstrators at public meetings. Wait a minute here. We're not talking about demonstrators at public meetings. We're talking about sheriff's deputies standing around watching public property destroyed. Oh, and they're going to check the videotapes to see who it was. They were doing it right in front of you. And you did nothing. God, I am so angry. These people are being aided and abetted at any given turn. I'm starting to get excited here. Let me take a call, and I'm going to calm down and drink a glass of water without taking a breath. Jared in Louisiana. Hello, Jared.
Hello, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I noticed on MSNBC, my wife turned me on to this. They're playing these old sound bites of Mitch Landrieu in New Orleans. He's saying that the Confederacy fought against the United States. Do they really allow these kind of retards to be mayors of major cities?
Yeah, if you haven't noticed, this has been their political stranglehold over the major cities. If you look across this country, they're taking the nincompoops, putting them in charge of the city. Their strings are being pulled for the desired effect. And if you don't want to play along, you know, maybe something might happen to you or might run somebody up against you if you fault on our direction.
Allow me to say something for listeners that might have heard that and thought that was correct. The Confederacy fought against the Union, which was completely unconstitutional. Union of States is not in the Constitution at all. It's supposed to be a republic of individual states.
That's exactly
right.
That's
what we're fighting for. That's why we had a confederacy of individual states. That's what we were fighting for. We weren't fighting to keep blacks in slavery or anything like that. That's complete nonsense. And you're an older person than I am. I'm 47, but you're probably older than me. But people believe, and I want to get your thoughts on this. People believe that we won World War II. But in my opinion, we lost World War II. The Jewish communists won World War II. They took all Eastern Europe. We lost in Vietnam. We didn't do anything in Korea.
Nope. We made sure Chiang Kai-shek was thrown out of or deposed in China so they could move Mao Zedong in.
I think the Cold War was just a farce. I mean, I was in Germany in 1990. They were selling stuff on there. Everybody thought it was great. But that was just, you know, I mean, I don't understand. I think communism goes all the way back to Moses, dude. I really do. I seriously really do.
Well, the idea of communism goes back a ways, but, you know, we're actively talking about the United States in support Joe Stalin. You don't get any better of this. Mr. Blood and Guts, you know, General Patton, he made the statement. This got him in a lot of hot water. He made the statement. He said, we're fighting on the wrong side. We should be fighting the communist.
Absolutely.
He wanted gasoline for his tanks, and he was probably one of the greatest generals of World War II and mechanized infantry. That his troops would move and they would not stop when he ordered. And the only thing he was asking for was some lousy ammunition, give me some support, give me some food, give me the gasoline, and I'll roll into Russia and kick these commies' ass, was his statement. And he was exactly correct. He went further to say, as I said, Jared, we're fighting on the wrong side. Because many people don't even understand the true history of Germany, you know, past 1900. All of that's been controlled and manipulated for obvious reasons.
Right.
So, anything else?
I was wondering, what do you know about local laws? Like, I saw this video online. This dude had a Nazi flag, and some chick rolled up in this dude in his neighborhood, his driveway, and started asking him about his Nazi flag. But if somebody comes into my driveway, don't I have right there when they turn into my driveway, can I just call a unit and say they're trespassing?
Yeah, you can. If that's private property, everything from the sidewalk out to the street, the city looks at it as being their property. But if an incident happens on that sidewalk or that little strip, that's your fault. But yeah, you can. All right, Jared, thanks for your call. I got a break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Jared, I have but one question for you. Who is the one with the Nazi flag? Jared? All right. Go ahead. Cut the call. Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Well, I just finally got Mike Rivera's What Really Happened computer security section popping up here, and it shows censorship alert, Mozilla planning a kill shot for the entire independent media. I think I'm having that happen right now. I've tried several different connections, and I get your guys' stuff to load up, but some of the side panel advertisements are saying server not found. I can't even get to my own web page, but I had to use his 173.236.29.251, the IP number address to get right to the computer section. So it looks like Mozilla is, at least that's what it looks like to me. I'm able to get local obituaries. I can't, for some stupid reason, I can't get Google. I can't get Start Page. I can't get some of my favorite search engines won't pop up. I even went to the command prompt and did a ping on Google, and it won't come up. But it could be something. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever experienced. But.
Well, and Mike, I'm sure you've heard me say, you know, I've been imploring people. They're showing their hand not only what their intentions are, but what their deeds are. I don't have to listen to the rhetoric anymore about, you know, trying to clean up the internet. What you're seeing playing out for all America today is the elimination of the alternative left, which Donald Trump just gave that a name, thank you, Donald, and the alternative right. So what this is going to be is an imagination of something to the right of the alternative left and to the left of the alternative right. In other words, Mike, what this is, they're going to get rid of the extremes. Now,
trimming off the ends. It seems like they're trimming off the ends.
That's exactly.
Whatever they consider the ends on the extreme left or the extreme right. Like YouTube's targeting one set, Facebook's targeting another.
Mm-hmm.
Google's targeting whoever they feel like targeting. Local universities, of course, are stopping people from accessing stuff. So,
well,
that's
and,
one of the connections.
And Mike, this is what I've been trying to warn people of. This is only going to accelerate and get worse. I was on Bill Deagle's program for an hour today, and we were talking about networks and some ideas and stuff like that. And I put out a plea for some pledges on his show. Not one call, not one donation. And he's been pushing, well, I put all my stuff up on YouTube, and he does, and that's great. He places it here, there, and hither and yon, and that's fine. But those
they can trust their counters.
But
they can't trust their accounting and their.
Mike, let me finish.
Sure.
Let me finish.
Sure.
What I was trying to impress upon him, what he's trying to get me to do, is the very thing that they're going after right now. And I have said this on the air before. The only way that they're going to get to this network, because we're the prime producers, this is not material on somebody else's owned site, like Facebook or Mozilla or YouTube or Google or wherever the hell it is. This is all originating from us. We control our own servers. We control our own content. And what's going to happen here, and this is the irony of ironies, what's going to happen here is we'll probably, through being underfunded, we're going to bite the dust. And then you got one other network left out there that's not worth the powder to blow it up with. What this is on top of, see, they couldn't get rid of us through this protracted recession. No, it's been a damn depression. They couldn't get rid of us there. We've been hanging on and hanging on and hanging on. Now, Mike, when we're most needed, because we're the originators of the original content, we don't have to depend on anybody else for it. We're in danger of winking out.
Yeah, I can't get blacklisted news up either, and they are certainly targeting me, but that's a whole other story. And I buried in all the news is this sting operation in Oklahoma City. I haven't heard much talk about that. There's another patsy set up to drive a fake bomb in front of a government building in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the news media is just constantly repeating, oh, that's the same type of bomb that was used to bomb the Murrah building. No, it's not.
Yeah.
A noble lie needs to be watched by everybody again, and they should be sharing that out, I think. The documentary, A Noble Lie, it goes through how the Army tested that identical truck bomb, and they couldn't get it to work on a weaker structure, so they made it even bigger.
Well, that truck bomb was just there just to that was for right. Display. That was for show. You know, even General Ben Parton, which is an expert in high explosives, he said, look, they had cutter charges on the pillars in that damn building. That was a setup. All right, Mike, I'm up against break. I thank you very much for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Keylor Max's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Keylor Max. Keylor Max is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871. That's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Just texting out here. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello, John. I heard your conversation relevant to the people not being able to access many of the Freedom and Liberty Information True News websites and information providers like RBN. And I recall within the last week reading specifically that George Soros, a.k.a. Georgie Schwartz, had purchased and acquired Mozilla Firefox, which is also StartPage, which would provide plenty plausible reason to expect that he's the one behind this de-accessing access to the Freedom and Liberty Movement. What say you?
StartPage? I was not aware of that. That was
it's
one
something
of...
Go ahead. It's just something I just ran across here recently. I took specific note because that's one of a lot of us have come to rely on, and that's been one of his patterns and practices of spending the untold amounts of the wealth that they've acquired through these depository thrift credit corporations, depository trust corp, the massings of quadrillions of dollars stolen from the governments and the people of the world over the history of their usurious debt note slavery system. And so whatever they spend a few billion or even a trillion to buy something, it's really just a few cents out of their pocket compared to most of us whenever they buy something like this.
Well, and you know, when you get down to it, it used to be in this country, Chris, that your views, your opinions, they were tolerated or accepted, or they weren't ranted against. You weren't the subject matter of bodily injury or threat or anything else. What people do not understand is you're seeing a full-blown revolution in this country right now. And we have told people repeatedly. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised that it's lasted this long. And I am warning and I am cautioning people, Chris. You know, it's funny you should say that, what you just said. I'm trying to access Freedom Forum. It's one of my friends here in Austin. It's their website. It kept losing its internet connection. Every time I'd click it on, it'd last for a couple of seconds. I'd go to grab the mouse to navigate. Boom, it was automatically kicked off. There is a bunch of funky stuff going on with the internet. And I don't give a damn if it's Mozilla Firefox. As people used to tell me, well, get rid of that damn Internet Explorer. No, this is going on across the board. They're out for blood. This is a war going on right now in this country. It is an assault against the freedoms and liberty of everybody. But these asshats don't even understand that. All they know is they want their way, and they want it now. And up to including, this has got nothing to do with race, it's got nothing to do with prejudices or anything else. They're out to dump the history of this country and make it anew in the image that they want. And it's probably something closer to communist China or the Soviet Union. But they don't care.
I absolutely concur with your assessment. I've been forecasting the same things. My observations are that this is asymmetrical warfare, and there are many different styles of carrying it out, utilizing normal things that we use to feel comfortable with every day and converting them into weaponized tools and weapons to use against us to destroy us, whether it's by information, by food, by water, by air, by medications or so-called injections, or information war even. It is unfortunate that when they can pollute the stream with enough lies and falsities that the people can't discern between the truth, where it starts and where the lies begin, then they've effectively achieved their objective.
Yes.
That were put forth in Joseph Goebbels' 25 Rules of Disinformation, and of course Stalin's Tell a Lie Often Enough, people begin to believe it.
That's right. And you know, the other numbing effect that this is having on people, it's becoming too cute. It really is becoming confusing for them, so they're just tuning it all out, which is the exact opposite. If you want to save the republic, if you want the Constitution to stand for this republic and for the people, then you've got to pick up the gauntlet, you've got to fight, but in a way that's not confrontational. All of this drama that you're being subjected to on television, that's all that it is manufactured and contrived drama. It's a psycho operation on the people of America. And it's disgusting and it's sickening. And to what end? We've tried to use the jury box. Sometimes, more often than not, that does not work. We've tried the ballot box, and look what happened with the election of Donald Trump. You know, we have tried, we're continuing to use the soapbox. But these companies, Mozilla, Facebook, YouTube, Google, doesn't matter. These are privately owned companies. They can make up their own rules. They can throw off whoever the hell they want to. Even though their content is derived from the very public, their content on their sites is from the public. And now it's their company, and they're deciding what rules. By law, you're not going to be able to sue YouTube. You're going to be able to sue, you know, Facebook or anybody else for limiting content, because it is their property. It is not yours, even though you're a participant. And that's what people don't understand.
A parting comment is, I also recall that Google was headed up by the former head of DARPA. It can't be unnoticed for those who pay attention, but thank you so much for your honesty and your bringing truth and light to the world. keep up the good work. I hope we have a world tomorrow to share it with.
I'm just hoping we have a network. You know, and Chris, I'll tell you what, those boxes I've been talking about, what we're being left with very few alternatives. And
not an accident.
Well, and that's exactly right. We're being herded to the cartridge box.
Yes, sir. That's what they want.
Yes, sir.
Revolution. Paul Alinsky, those radical revolutionary terrorists.
There you go. Chris, I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right. Yeah, good luck to us all. By the way, the Maxine Waters, this traitorous, wrinkled up old prune, let me just play the clip for you. Donald Trump is a dishonorable human being. Well, you know what? Donald Trump, before he became a Republican, was more of what you consider to be a liberal Democrat. But I understood his motivation and why he jumped into the presidency and why the people wanted him in there. Here's Maxine Waters.
My final question to you is your response to that, and how do you think during this time of stress and tragedy for the country, how should Americans respond to that?
Well, I think that Americans haven't seen what took place in Virginia, and listening to Duke speak, they know that something dangerous is going on, and that there's been a rise in this kind of thought and these actions since this president has been elected. There are those who thought at one time that this president would become presidential at some point, that he would be transformed, that he would transition into the presidency. It's never going to happen. This is a dishonorable human being who does not deserve to be president of the United States of America. And everyone should join with me in wanting to impeach him. He does not deserve to represent us.
You ignorant, dried up old communist wench. I'm sorry.
Not only is he putting this whole country at danger, undermining our democracy, but our allies are thinking less of us now across the world. And so I have no hope for him. I don't believe that he will ever be the kind of honorable human being with good values that will be working on behalf of all of the people. I think he will continue to go after that small constituency of people who are haters, people who are racist, people who do not believe that others have a role and should participate in this democracy in the way that they should.
I got a news flash here for you, my little dried up communist prune. I don't know what country you're in, and maybe you should go someplace where they actually have a democracy. You like socialism and communism so much, I think she should be brought up on charges of treason. What say you? And you know what the penalty for treason is? She wants Donald Trump impeached. According to the old law for treason in this country, you can be lined up against the wall and shot. Whoops. Now, that was MSNBC. Now, her comments and actions actually do lead to bloodshed and violence. I said this on the program yesterday. Mr. Ray, that's taken over the FBI, that said that he's not going to play politics. He's going to go after the bad guys. Excuse me, is it that hard for the FBI to track $1 billion of George Soros funding all of these anarchist groups to cause riots, death, property destruction? What do they need? Do they need us out there with spray cans, painting arrows on the ground, leading them to the bad guys? If I've got time, I'll get around to Mr. Comey here. Mr. Comey should be indicted, and Mr. Comey should be awaiting trial right now for his contribution to the assets, the sock puppets, as I call them, in Washington. And I don't want people to forget here. You know, George Orwell, he wrote the book 1984. He was one of them. He who controls the past controls the future. He who controls the present controls the past. think about that. And for on basis of impeachment under the high crimes and misdemeanors, the charge of high crimes and misdemeanors covers allegations of misconduct peculiar to officials, such as perjury of oath, abuse of authority, bribery, intimidation, misuse of assets, failure to supervise, dereliction of duty, conduct unbecoming, and refusing to obey a lawful order. I just read the indictment against Hillary Clinton, and where in the hell is that? We could shut this whole damn thing down if we had somebody with cojuntas in Washington, D.C. that actually went after the criminals. The indictments and the convictions would serve its own purpose in this. And I don't give a crap, uneducated, knuckle-dragging, asshat Americans that want to get out there and believe what they want to believe. When it becomes uncomfortable for those that want to unseat, for those that want to destroy, it becomes very hard when you're under criminal investigation, doesn't it? It becomes really, really hard to function in that environment. Dennis in Florida. Hello, Dennis. Dennis, you there?
Okay. Well, I don't have Grumpy John tonight. I got Angry John, which is even better. Because I like when you're...
We're fixing to go someplace, Dennis, that this country has never seen before. Does everybody understand it? Does everybody get this? This is not a freaking game. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. We're asking for it as a population. We're asking for it. We're either indifferent or willfully ignorant or many things, but we're not making the efforts to have freedom. And we know, we all know, anyone that knows anything about freedom, it's not, you know, doesn't come easy. It comes with, you know,
it's
blood watering the tree of liberty from both sides.
Careful, you might be a racist because, Dennis, I mean, you may be a racist here because what you're repeating right now is what one of the founders said about this. The tree of liberty has got to be, you know, watered by the blood of tyrants and, you know, you know what? They want that history of America gone. The only country that I can think of that were ever assembled by men, and men being imperfect beings that they are to begin with,
yes.
The greatest form of government that the world has ever seen. And since its inception, there are those that wanted to chip away at it because it gave too much freedom and latitude and to you, the individual, that allowed you to move about unhindered. Those days are over.
I won't pretend to know the complexities of all that. I mean, I try to read some of Thomas Jefferson's stuff. I love his quotes, and they're easy to understand. But his writings, I mean, my God, it's like reading Shakespeare times, you know, 10. It's pretty hard for me anyway. I mean, maybe other people, you know, you can, but which I don't shy away from it. And when they're moving towards trying to remove this man's image from the Capitol, I mean, I know that's where it's headed. I see what's happening. There's a lot of pushback to be done. But if we can't even support you and what you're doing with your network, how are we ever going to stand up for real causes in this world? I mean, you're the foundation. You're the last bastion of truth on radio, and I listen to a disgustingly large amount of radio.
Well, I appreciate those sentiments. I've always been a straight shooter, and I've always tried to maintain integrity in the message I delivered, and it's what I happen to believe. And I am shocked. I am literally shocked. If I can do an hour with Bill Deagle and we put out a number for some people to make a few lousy donations to this network, knowing full well after the discussion that everything is under threat here. I mean, if the people don't want it, well, then I guess they don't want it. But they are not prepared for what is coming. They just don't have a clue, or they just don't give a crap.
John, I think at some point with human nature, you've got to, even though it's important as it is, you've almost got to force their hand. You've almost got to make them. And my question to you is, I don't know a lot about it, but how, what's the idea of maybe just charging $30 a month to have access to your radio show? If it came to that, is that an option or is that just not an option?
No, it's not an option because what we have been doing for 13 years, we've been running people through the revolving door here. We have been bringing new listeners in. And when you bring a new listener in and you start charging them for streaming this or listening to that, without them getting the full gravity and the weight and the depth of this network and what it represents, chances are they will not stick around. If it's free, they may try it out. If they understand the message that we're putting out, they'll stick around. And hopefully that they would become supporters of the network, donators, if you will, for what few products we do offer, that they would take advantage and buy services or whatever, you know, product or service, whatever it is, in support of this network. You know, so... kill that break, please. I don't know what else to do with this. I mean, I really don't. There have been people that have been trying to help us out. Michael Herzog, he went and he's chasing money right now. And he told me, he said, John, he says, if I get this gig off the ground and going, he said, I'm going to be the major supporter of this network, of which we have never had before.
Oh.
Dennis, we've got
now,
people...
That you haven't said before. Now I'm encouraged, so that's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's things that I don't like to talk about on air, but as you said, if I'm forced to, I will.
Yes.
But, I am in total amazement here. Either our product is not that good, or people are totally broke, and that's another reason that I don't charge. You know, I'm not taking the Midnight to Caravan approach to this. Okay, he can get away with that because there are people out there that he's become kind of a cult personality, you know, and he's able to do that. He was almost going to come on this network, but he doesn't trust networks. Ergo, he didn't trust me because I was a network. Okay, and that's fine and dandy, but that's still an asset out there. If somebody wants to pay for that, that's fine. He's still there. I'm glad he is there. But this was supposed to be a platform that freedom lovers and people that wanted to seek out the truth, no matter if it bashed their idea of history or the truth, that they came here and at least listened to a counter argument of the crap that they've been fed for all these years. You know, I mean, it's amazing. And Dennis, I have had so many people tell me this. Hell, I should have been recording their phone calls and playing it back on air. That I've had doctors, I've had lawyers, I've had police chiefs, police officers, military generals, rank and file people everywhere come to me and say that you blew me away. What I believe to be the case and the fact turns out it was not. Thank you. Where are they now? We need the help now. God help
John,
us.
John, I hate to say it, but human nature, you almost have to force their hand, and as a last resort, charge whatever you think per month per person as a last resort. I see what you're saying as letting it go out there free, and people should stand up and do the right thing. You should be the beacon of hope for everyone and motivation.
Maybe
I
should.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, maybe I should go and ask Alex Jones for a donation to this network since he once tried to destroy it.
He used your freaking motto I heard today. I caught some of it. If you can't handle the truth.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey, I got to let you go. I got other callers on the air.
Okay, John. I understand. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Dennis. Guy from North Carolina had the Nazi flag. This, I guess, was on YouTube, Mike. Did you see it? Okay. And a woman drove up and confronted him. So I guess she drove up on the property across his sidewalk and evidently was really trying to get rid of the Nazi flag, which, folks, oh, God, that's for tomorrow. I'll cover this issue tomorrow because people out there, whether it is intentional and the hierarchy and the people that are leading this battle, and remember what I said, if you have opposition, your best chance of winning is to control that opposition. I cannot believe that we have a bunch of assholes, excuse me, I hyphenated that, so that's really not swearing, is it? Running around with Nazi insignia when the media, the Zionist-owned media in this country has been pushing this for half a decade. Change your tact. Take off the Nazi crap. Put it on later when you got a free country back. Then it'll be tolerated. Right now, you're the subject. Let's kill these people as well. Yeah, take a look at who your leaders are. Was that Dennis in North Carolina?
No, we didn't take Warren,
did we? Dennis in North Carolina. Hello, Dennis. Dennis, go.
Dennis in New York here.
Dennis in New York. Sorry, my board op got it wrong. Go ahead.
I'm laughing because you started off the segment talking about Gerald Celente, and he and I both survived the high schools being, they threw the affirmative action in the high school that we attended most likely as, you know, young adults and totally destroyed our neighborhoods. You look at the, you know, what they did in New York, became a test case. And I look at Europe. Europe has got their own version right now of affirmative action, which has taken over their country. And that was kind of like a test case, you know. John, you know, I sent in a donation tonight for the first time, and I'm going to be a regular donator from now on.
Thank you.
And, you know, Wells' website, you know, I had belonged to that some years back. It was overrun with Zionists. He had a chat board up on there and everything like that, message board, and it was overrun with Zionists, really. I mean, you know, and after a while, I came to believe that he's no different than Alex Jones, you know? They're in the bag.
Well, I hate to hear that opinion because I thought John B. Wells was above that fray because he publicly came out opposing Alex Jones.
Unless he's really, a leopard don't change his spots. He definitely was, the Christian Zionist that we got running around, you know? I mean, I had a girlfriend, she's, you know, Christian, and, Israel. You can't say nothing bad. It's, wait, you got to wake up.
Yeah.
Dennis, that was my impression of him.
Yeah, I've got to run. I am literally out of time here, but I appreciate
you to hang in there, John. Hang in there.
I'm either going to hang in there and I'm going to hang separately. You know, this is not going to change my attitude about me moving forward with or without this network.
I'm hanging in there with you, John.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it very, very much. I am astounded. We are under attack. And for Mr. Jones to resort, and I don't want any misunderstanding about this one. Mr. Jones has attacked me. He attacked this network. He tried to kill the network. And whatever else you may or may not believe about Alex Jones, I've known this guy for damn near 2 decades, and I've watched him very closely. I do believe that he has become an asset, not of the patriot community, not of you and me and red-blooded Americans everywhere. I think he's become an asset of the intelligence communities. Congratulations, Alex. You made the big time. Folks, we're taking donations here. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Donate. Or next week you might be lamenting, well, geez, maybe I should have done something. RBN's gone, and the only thing I got left is GCN. Holy mackerel. Coming up, second hour of the National Intel Report. We're going to do some financial stuff with Jeff Bennett. Stay tuned for that. This is one of the people that is trying to support the network, folks. Support them, will you?
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.